This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, December 6th. Well, cattle markets pushing higher yesterday, feeders getting above that trading range high. So they have continued this upward momentum in a pretty impressive formation. So we'll see if we continue with that. If we come back below that swing high from late November, then I think it signifies that we're probably done with this correction. But the whole chart formation looks like it is just a correction of the downward run from mid-August into early October. So I do think there is pressure coming to the downside, at least for the short term. In live cattle, we barely took out the previous day's high, getting a little deeper into the resistance levels. Markets seem to be kind of a struggle to the upside. We didn't close all that well either. We did not close into that new high. So the market closed below the previous few days' trading range high. So it doesn't look like a lot of momentum in the live cattle space. Normally, seasonally, we tend to be carving out a high by now, and then the market works lower for the next week or so. So that would be my guess as far as live cattle go. In the cash trade, no cash trade for yesterday, which is normal for a Monday, but box beef starting to come under some serious pressure. We were down 662 on the choice at 243. Select was down 345 at 221. The spread lost 317 at 2220. Movement was 132 loads. So it's a pretty good movement day, 132 loads for a Monday. Normally you're not that high. But it obviously is coming on some discounted prices. So that's a third day in a row where we've seen quite a bit of pressure. Last Thursday down $1.30, Friday down $3.60, yesterday down $6.60. So we've lost, you know, 11, 12 bucks just in 3 days in the choice box beef. Select hasn't been quite that bad, but it's been under pressure. We're down about $4 over the last 3 days. So I think we're starting that normal seasonal pattern where, you know, the packers are starting to prepare for post-holiday demand, which is usually for your lower grade cuts and a lot of ground beef. So I think when we look at what's going on in the box beef values, it would seem to me that our seasonal highs are going to be confirmed here from a couple weeks ago, and that we will probably work our way lower, at least over the next week or so, maybe longer, maybe it'll stretch through December. But as we get into the holiday stretch, it's, you know, things are very quiet, so we don't expect to see a lot of price action. But I think in the near term, we've got some pressure coming into the market. Slaughter rate so far on Monday, 127,000 head. That was 1,000 less than last week, but up 6,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index down 89 cents at 178.14. So even the feeder cattle cash index not being spared some pressure. So it looks like, you know, things are starting to roll over to the downside. I don't think that changes the bigger picture fundamentals, but in the short term, the market was getting overbought. Seasonally, you tend to pull back. These are just kind of following the normal pattern. So we'll just move along with that and look for the markets to pull back here over these next week, maybe two, until we find some supports or we get a buy signal. But for now, in the short term, my guess is that the market's going to come under some pressure. And just a quick look at the cash trade from last week. The Fed trade at 156 is unchanged on the week, but up 16 from last year. Dress trade at 249 was up 4 on the week and up 29 over last year. Dressed weights, 837 pounds, that's up 1 on the week, down 3 from last year. Steer prices at 183, no comparison from last week, but up 20 from a year ago. Rib prices at 515, up 34 on the week and up 49 over last year. 90% trimmings at 239, that's down 1 on the week, down 37 from last year. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running up 1.5% over last year. Cow slaughter is up 5.4%. Dress weights are down 0.1%, and beef production is up 1.4%. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.